You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
My goal is to break 153, but I never thought I'd be that close to 151. You know, I mean, tomorrow's going to be a tough race. Ryan's going to be real good. Lazlo's going to be good. Thiago had a good one today, so you can definitely expect on him having a good race tomorrow. So I'm just looking into getting into tomorrow, and I'm just going out after it like I did the past two races, and you know, hopefully we can have another exciting one. There have been some pretty fast times, I think, all around. So, you know, I think the pool has something to do with it. But
the pool got fast.
Yeah.
First night it wasn't very fast, right?
And then we had one after another last night, and then we had back-to-back-to-back world records again tonight. So, I mean, I guess the water's starting to warm up a little bit.
Heat up, yeah.
To that. She's had a breakout year. She's definitely a talented swimmer. I was pretty impressed about that triple she did last night.
Yeah.
Turning 100 back a mile and then coming back and making the final in 200 free is pretty impressive. So, I mean, she's definitely a very strong swimmer.
I think it's obvious she's done a lot of work. You don't swim a program like she did yesterday without being in tremendous shape. So that's how you get better. You're very talented and you do a lot of work.
I mean, it's honestly, it's been a while. In 2000, from the trials to the Olympics, I shaved off 0.9. Yeah. I honestly, I really don't remember. I mean, since I went 154, it's just been pretty much piece by piece. It's never been a whole chunk out of it like that. So, I mean, I guess we're doing something right in the pool back home.
I mean, it's a significant time drop. The way I look at it is, you know, I feel like his 200 has caught up to the speed that he's shown in 100. And, you know, we've always said that if you could go 51-1 in 100, you could probably go maybe 151. So he's very close to that now. So I think it's just sort of taking time for the 200 to catch up to the speed he had, and maybe now the speed will jump ahead of the 200. I hope. We'll find out in a couple of days.
Bob, is this close to what, I mean, his form in Barcelona when everything sort of came together?
I'm going to say maybe better than that. Yeah, but it's good. It's very, very good.
Michael, before going into the race, you know, you're underwater, dropping kick is just impressive, but do you have plan already fixed? How many times are you kick when you take turns?
Not really. I just go by feel. I mean, I know that's one of my strengths, and if you have a strength, you should use it. And you know, I used it last night; it helped. And that was the goal again tonight: was use my strength and try to be faster. And you know, I think that's what I did. You know, I mean, like I said earlier, I wanted the second 50 to be 28. I was honestly thinking about that in the warm-up pool today, and I knew it was going to have to be from my legs, and from there on out, it's pretty much just trying to hang on. And the last 50, when I heard the crowd, definitely helped me come home a little bit. Yesterday was a tough day, and you know, just sort of getting over that, getting over this morning, just trying to get my body ready and my brain ready for what was going to happen. I think was you know, a big part of it, and sort of once I got focused, it was just sort of game time and time to go out and do what I trained to do.
Yeah. Bob, were you at all concerned when he says he's not feeling good, or is that something?
Well, not really, because he has those. I mean, the thing that he's able to do so well is just overcome all those things. You know, his mental focus is so strong that those things really don't matter. Last night he warmed up fantastic and went really well tonight. Didn't warm up very well, still swam great. So it makes me nervous. I don't try not to tell him. I try to act like everything's cool. I was like, okay, fine.
Not hard to tell.
Thanks. Yeah, no. But I don't think it really bothered me that much.
On the outside.
Yeah.
what's harder, Michael? A race like last night where you're competing against someone like Peter who's, you know, going to push you, or a race like tonight where you're really racing against your own history in a lot of ways, where you're, that time is what you're shooting for?
When I go into a race, you know, I swim my own race. Definitely, I do have competitors, and I do have people that I want to race and that I want to beat. But it when I get in the water, I'm trying to do a best time, and I have to swim my own race to do a best time. I can't swim someone else's. So I just sort of get in the water and do what I have to do myself. I really don't think about, you know, who's around me, this and that. I just try to get in the water and, I mean, like I said, just do what I've trained to do. And tonight we had talked about being out in 53, and that happened, and the rest is sort of just history after that. And then when I hit the wall and saw 152-0, I was a little drawn back by it, but you know, definitely happy and excited.
That was amazing. You know, watching the race itself, I was kind of watching it says -0.1 or minus, and then when I looked up and saw the line, the last 50, it was amazing. I thought that was pretty interesting. Although I do remember a time in Barcelona where it was like that, in the 200 IM, where the line was at his feet. So I guess if you're asking how they compare, pretty closely, you know.
Some of these events, is that basically what he's doing now, is just competing almost with himself?
Well, yeah, I think that's basically what he always does. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you improve the best.
Last two questions, please.
Last night, he rarely surprises you. Did he surprise you again?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought it'd be 52 high. I thought he had a 52 on him, but maybe 52.9.
What's your perspective for the IM? 153?
time will tell. I don't know. Yeah. I have to be able to put four solid legs together tomorrow. My breaststroke has improved a little bit. So, you know, being able to come off a strong fly and back to be able to have a good breaststroke, what I think is needed tomorrow, is definitely going to be a goal. And, you know, like I said before, Ryan and Laszlo are going to be very strong tomorrow. You know, Ryan looked good in the water today, and you know, we're gonna have fun out there tomorrow and just go out there and try to make the U.S. proud and try to have a good race.
Is Melbourne becoming your favorite city?
Australia is my second favorite country besides the U.S. So, you know, I'm definitely pleased to be here and swimming well. So.
We love to have you here, Michael.
Cool. Thank you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both for joining us.